Hi, this is Sarah Wilson. I'm the Assistant Site Editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today I'm talking with Mark Peters about software-defined storage. Mark is a senior analyst at the Enterprise Strategy Group who has a focus on storage systems. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So what exactly is software-defined storage? Is it more of a concept or is it a real class of product?
Well, the first thing, let me answer your question straight. It's a concept. And software-defined in general is very cool right now. VMware bought Nicira. That was software-defined networking. When people spend $1 billion or more, people tend to take notice. But like lots of things in this business, the semantics don't always help. I mean, if you take cloud as a good example, there's lots of storage in the cloud. You could even argue there's storage that's specially designed to be in the cloud, so it's for the cloud. But it's not cloud storage per se. And the same thing is going to be true here. There's no box yet. You can't go buy a box that is software defined storage. So semantics sometimes get in the way. I mean, just to use the same example, a private cloud. You could argue that's just a well-run data center. But to come back to therefore what it actually is, having said that it's a concept, software-defined storage is really, if you like, Uber virtualization. It's where does the control and management of what are probably already virtualized storage resources reside? You could argue in this respect, you could use different words. You could say that, in fact, software-defined networking was more like a networking hypervisor, and in the same manner, you could say that software-defined storage is a storage hypervisor. So the whole question about software definition is where does it sit? Where does the control and management of storage sit? You've probably already got an abstracted system view of your storage, because we've been doing that for years by, distinguishing between the real and the physical storage. Even RAID does that, and that's how we now do things like thin provisioning, all the things that we've got used to. So now, really, if you like, software-defined storage takes that upper layer and moves the control somewhere into a software layer. That raises lots of questions. I mean, what elements of your storage are already virtualized? Is it just the capacity and the provisioning, or is it the QoS and the performance, that sort of thing? So in other words, having described it as a concept, you now need to think about all the different places it could go. It could just purely be viewed as a storage application that runs on a server. It could be viewed as part of the operating system. The software could obviously sit there. Obviously, some people already sell things called storage hypervisors. It could be part of an orchestration layer like CloudStack or OpenStack, all those things which you could argue are all becoming operating systems anyway. So there's lots of different ways that it can be implemented. I don't want to suggest by talking about the confusion and the range that it isn't a good thing. I think software control of virtualized hardware, whether that's storage, networking, or anything else, is ultimately a good thing. People just need to be aware of the variations that exist.
So what do you think the implications for VARs of software-defined storage are?
The first thing they need to know is that it's there. I think, obviously, it's incumbent upon VARs to understand waves and terms and movements in the industry. And then I think it really depends on the nature of the VAR itself. What is the value-added part of an individual VAR? Very often, I mean, here's the good and the bad news, if you like. Very often what VARs provide is help from the management, the software, and the services side. And assuming that's the case, then this could be very good news for them because you've just moved more control out of a box that you might buy up into a software layer that you can probably help your users with. But on the other hand, there's a threat. I mean, if the software layer turns up in the operating system or a hypervisor, and that's not something that you as a VAR deal with, then you could find that the world somewhat sidesteps you. Even there, you could look for a silver lining and say that, okay, I may now be relegated to selling the commodity hardware on which this software-defined storage runs, so I guess you better make sure you've got that on your card as well as anything else. Knowing what sort of VAR you are and being aware of what's going on in the industry are both important things because, VARs are expected to know, to guide, and to advise. It's the same sort of thing you would do. As you would help any of your customers, clients, define what cloud means to them. No one turns up and says, I want to buy a cloud, and no one should turn up and say, I want to buy a software-defined storage thing. It doesn't exist. A VAR's duty, obligation, value, and profit comes from being able to guide and help.
So what kind of customers need to know about software-defined storage?
Well, I think the answer is pretty similar in some ways to the VAR. I mean, everyone does, because it is definitely a move. Whether that name stays with it or whether we change the name over time, I don't know. But I think the honest answer is that this is almost a matter of faith or religion to some degree. What really matters, apart from keeping an eye on what's going on, is how you view storage. Don't forget, I just said earlier on that this is about where the control and management of storage sits. So what is your long-term view of how storage should be? Interestingly, I haven't got the exact numbers, but I think I can remember them good enough. We just did, ESG just published a storage market survey, having investigated lots of people around the world. And when we asked people what their long-term view of data storage, whether it would just be offloaded to the cloud, whether it would become less specialized and the functionality would sit at the virtualization or the operating system level, which is kind of akin to software defined, or whether it would stay as a specialized discipline with specialized hardware, software, and staff, what we found is that those people thinking it would stay very specialized completely were the majority, about just under 60%, I think, and just over 30% were more on the software-defined operating system virtualization kind of level. But what's really interesting is when you drill down, the number of people who think it remains specialized actually goes up with people who define themselves as very strategic thinkers about storage, and it goes down for those who do things more tactically. The reverse is true of those who think it will go more to the software-defined style. Those who spend a little less time looking at storage regard it more of a tactical thing. The number of people who view that happening goes up when you break it down by people who view it in that manner. So all I'm saying is it depends on how you view storage, because you are talking about where the control resides. Who in your organization do you want to be managing storage? Who do you want to be managing your IT infrastructure? Where does that control sit? So to get back to your question, the types of customers who should pay most attention are those who think that's where the control should go. Other people should pay attention from a monitoring perspective, but probably be less bothered about the details or actually implementing it.
Okay, well, that wraps up the podcast. So thank you for joining me today, Mark.
Thank you for asking.
For more on storage-related topics of interest to VARs and MSPs, be sure to visit searchstoragechannel.com.